Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. We are living in a world torn apart by wars. Now, Christ warned us that we will hear of wars and rumors of wars, and that this would be part of the beginning of sorrows. Not quite the end yet, when Christ will return, but the beginning of sorrows. So I'd like to talk a little bit about this today, but first I want to say, and I will explain it later, that this is the last program we are going to do for about 2, 3, or 4 weeks. Chances are more like 4 weeks. And I will explain why that is a little bit later on. But first, let us talk about how the world is preparing for war. Here's an article by Tuvima from September 12th, saying, "For the first time in its history, Denmark has introduced mandatory military service for women, becoming the third European country to do so after Norway and Sweden." And then it says, "Israel remains the longest standing example. Women have served compulsory terms since 1949. Now, what was interesting to me is that it is countries ascending from the ancient houses of Israel and Judah, countries which are having compulsory military service for women, and that in contradiction with the Word of God. The following article, which was published by Israel 365 News, dated September 12, is another frightening development. It says that Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez ignited a political firestorm after suggesting that he would like to stop Israel's military campaign in Gaza, but cannot, as it lacks nuclear weapons. So the clear indication is, if Spain had nuclear weapons, or if it would have access to them, they might use them against Israel. It's a remarkable statement in light of biblical prophecy, because we read in the Bible that once you have a unified Europe, and then 10 nations or groups of nations leading Europe under a military leader called the Beast in the Bible, they are going to use nuclear weapons against the state of Israel, and also against other nations. You've all heard about Russia's attack on Poland and other NATO countries. The Sun wrote on September 10, "NATO has vowed to defend every inch of Allied land after Kremlin drones invaded Polish airspace overnight, forcing Warsaw to shoot them down. This is the first time since the outbreak of war that NATO has directly clashed with Russia." And then Reuters wrote on September 12 that Poland flatly rejected on Friday a suggestion by US President Donald Trump that drone incursions into its airspace could have been a mistake, describing them as a deliberate Russian attack. And European leaders say it's the latest demonstration that Moscow has no interest in a peace deal in Ukraine. The Sun added on September 12 about the reaction of Poland and other NATO members. It says Poland has deployed 40,000 troops to its eastern front as Putin launches his World War III drills in Belarus. The Zapad drills, meaning West in Russian, take place every 4 years and entail chilling mock military exercises. In 2017, the drills involved creating fictional scenarios which saw Russia capture Baltic states, bomb Germany, and invade neutral countries. And in 2021, the drills led to Belarus rearmament, with weapons later deployed in Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So that's why, obviously, observers are very worried as to what's going on. And so Metro wrote on September 13 that Ukraine's permanent representative to the UN warns that if Putin's escalation is not halted, Tomorrow it could be drones or even missiles falling on Berlin, on Paris, or London. And the day after, who knows, something might even, quote-unquote, accidentally cross the Atlantic, he added. Now, a war between Europe and Russia, China, and their allies will break out with devastating consequences, according to scripture, but not quite yet. Other things will have to happen first. However, we should clearly be able to see preparations for this prophesied terrible war are already in the works. And so, as I indicated, NATO is responding. CNN wrote on September 12th, NATO has launched an initiative to reinforce the defense of Europe's eastern flank. The Eastern Sentry operation will commence in the coming days and will involve assets from Denmark, France, the United Kingdom, Germany, and others. So both sides are clearly preparing for war. The Sun wrote on September 19 that NATO forces were scrambled to intercept three Russian jets flying over Estonia. And of course, there were other incursions regarding Romania and then again against Poland. And so the interesting, remarkable thing is happening now when it comes to Donald Trump. The Sun wrote on September 24 that on Tuesday evening, Boris Johnson, first of all, urged Britain to put troops into Ukraine now, with or without a ceasefire. He blasted Germany for not giving Kyiv its Taurus stealth cruise missiles, and he attacked the Labour government for buying Russian uranium. It comes after Trump told NATO countries to shoot down invading Russian aircraft, saying member states should not hesitate in the face of incursions. When asked if Washington would back them militarily, he was non-committal. That depends on the circumstances, he said. But the president also doubled down on his Truth Social network, calling Moscow a paper tiger and backing Ukraine to reclaim its land in its original form and, who knows, he said, maybe even go further than that. Now, that is extraordinary because up until now, he said that Ukraine needs to be ready to give up some of the areas which Russia had occupied. Now, in light of all of that, and we should clearly be able to see that war will continue, and I wonder in 3 weeks, 4 weeks, when we resume our programming, how the world will look. But The Sun had an interesting article dated September 19. It's speculation somewhat, but it's not totally out of this world, so to speak, because Sir Richard, a former NATO commander, outlined that it would all start with a massive power outage across the capital of Lithuania. Within hours, the Lithuanian president would announce that martial law had been imposed in the capital in the wake of rioting and violence. The very next day, in the wake of the growing chaos, Putin would announce that troops in the Russian enclave of Kaliningrad are being placed on full alert and move to the border with Lithuania. And within 2 hours, he will claim that Russian forces in Kaliningrad have come under fire from war-mongering Lithuanian rebels, forcing him to take control of the Suwalki Gap. Of course, this is speculation, but on the other hand, if you look at the past, something very similar happened when it comes to his invasion of Ukraine. It goes on to say, the 60-mile strip Suwalki Gap is wedged between Belarus and the Russian enclave or exclave of Kaliningrad. It has massive strategic importance for NATO and the EU as well as Russia if conflict were to erupt. NATO chief Mark Rutte has spoken briefly, and of course this is also part of the speculation. He has spoken briefly to US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, whose response was, Article 5? Sure, in theory, but what does that mean in reality? You are seriously asking the President of the United States to declare war on Russia because of some low-flying planes? Get real. The military expert predicts that Poland would warn Russia to stay out of its airspace, but it will fall short of launching any direct retaliation. With Europe engaged with yet another Putin invasion, Sir Richard predicted that China in the east would launch an attack on Taiwan. The military expert said that even though Trump will threaten to slap China with the motherlode of all sanctions, he will fall short of supporting the island with necessary military aid. Now, here's the conclusion of the matter, according to this article, which is very, very much in line with biblical prophecy. NATO has disintegrated, and Britain is exposed as a tiny island, no better able to defend itself than Taiwan. These were remarkable conclusions, and so the scenario he puts forth might very well come to fruition. Also, in light of the following article, which was published by The Telegraph on September 19, the U.S. was due to provide munitions and drones that would have been more lethal than any sent previously. To Taiwan was the idea. But Donald Trump has blocked a military aid package to Taiwan worth more than $400 million ahead of a potential summit with Xi Jinping. So we see already the fact that Taiwan is probably not going to be able to get the support of the United States if and when China will invade. So, as I said, the world is preparing for war. More and more conflicts will break out. These were just a few examples. There's a lot more going on. But we will be taking a break for about 3 weeks. As I said earlier, we will not broadcast any Standing Watch programs unless there is some extraordinary event which would force us to do so. But we are going to take a break because we are going to keep the annual feast days as described in the Bible. Feast days of God, which are still valid and enforceable for Christians today. This week we had already the Feast of Trumpets, Rosh Hashanah as it's sometimes called. Next week we'll have the Day of Atonement or Yom Kippur. And then we have a 7-day period of the Feast of Tabernacles followed by the Last Great Day. And all of these days will have to be kept with services every day. Now, these days picture a wonderful world. It pictures events when Jesus Christ returns, when those who died in Christ will be resurrected to immortal life, when Satan is going to be banished, and when Christ will rule this earth for 1,000 years, and he will be on this earth, and you and I have the potential to help him insofar as this rule over mankind is concerned during the, as it's called, millennium. And we are going to concentrate on this time. We are going to concentrate on the wonderful world tomorrow, leaving behind this present evil world today. But we also understand that once we come back, having pictured the wonderful future for all of mankind, then we are going to face a world again filled with anger, with hatred, with war, with all the things which God hates and which you and I are supposed to hate as well. But until this time, those of you who are keeping those annual holy days, I wish you a very blessed time. And those who are not keeping them yet, maybe you want to get familiarized with those days. And until we see each other again, thanks for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.